Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, the problem, Lee, is not that Irina Zarudzka was brutally murdered by a guy who had been churned through the criminal justice system 14 times and benefited from Democrats' no-bail policies. That was not the problem. The problem is that there's not enough money for homeless people, and people have negative impressions of homeless people. And the real problem, according to Vi Lyles, Democrat mayor of Charlotte, the real problem is that this video of her being brutally murdered has hit the internet. She actually put out a statement thanking media outlets who blacked this out. Democrats, Lee, said nothing like that about the Daniel Penny video. They were happy to play it on their media all the time of him choking out that violent repeat offender. Why? Well, because he was a racist white guy. Why? I don't know. Just saving people who, by the way, when they testified before the court, many of whom were black. And were like, especially one woman was like, I was absolutely terrified. I was afraid the guy was going to kill me. He said he was looking to murder someone. But the liberal media, their take on it is, well, just let him. Just stand back and whatever he wants to do. He's a Democrat voter in good standing. He's also insane, but that's okay. So Vi Lyles is now, instead of going after the criminal justice system in Charlotte that turned him out 14 times, seven times, by the way, for felony level robbery, either larceny or physically violent robbery, no big deal. A lot of those charges dismissed. Has nothing to say about the criminal justice system. The problem, Lee, is that people are sharing the video. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting. The Democrat, and the real problem for Vi Lyles is these are her policies and she's embarrassed. That's the actual part. You don't criticize Democrat leadership ever.
Yeah, the video shows the consequences of Democrat policy.
Yeah, and that's what the problem is. Now, she's saying that she is advocating for this to be censored and not played by responsible media outlets in order to protect the family from pain. The really weird thing about that, Lee, is that Democrat Mayor Vi Lyles may want to protect the family from pain, but the family has not asked for the video to be censored or just not played by media.
Yeah.
Weird, right? Vi Lyles so concerned about the family of a young woman whose name she wouldn't even say. Her entire statement, initial statement that she put out, which caused outrage over the weekend, and rightfully so, went on and on and on about the perp. The perp. This is a tragic situation, she wrote, that sheds lights on the problem with society safety nets related to mental health care. She says we need more money for that. I want to be clear, she says, that I am not villainizing those who struggle with their mental health or those who are unhoused. What? No. This is your justice system, honey. 14 times this guy was turned out by judges. You're going to pretend it's being unhoused that caused him to murder this young woman? He's out on a no bond policy, no bail policy, running around. And Lee, a lot of this goes back, and our side doesn't talk about this much enough. We talk about it crime, but a lot of this goes back to the ACLU.
Yeah,
I did a lot of coverage of this in Charlotte because there was a significant homeless population there, as there always is in Democrat areas where they give them a lot of handouts. Charlotte's no different. It attracts them. But the big problem was the ACLU sued almost 30 years ago to end mental health holds. And what we used to be able to do was if you were obviously having a mental break, it was very easy to get a 30-day hold on you. The reason 30 days was so important was that was enough to get your medicine in you so that we could begin to reason with you. This is a guy who called 911, called police because he believed a device had been implanted inside his body that was telling him what to do. He needed help. He needed help, but he didn't get it. Again, he got double tapped by the left. You get to that level of paranoia, you're not going to take your meds. You're not even going to be able to go get meds. You're out of your mind. But they can't do the hold anymore. It's almost impossible to do. And that is why we have these deranged people. They're doing mass shootings. They're stabbing people to death on trains. The ACLU won that suit years ago, and Congress needs to come in and fix it. We need to reestablish the 30-day hold. And we've also got to go back to three strikes laws. I mean, this guy where the judges, Lee, these liberal judges can't just turn these people out. Vi Lyles is not interested in that. And so she's doing, you know, what Democrats helpfully do for us and for Donald Trump, which is just basically point out that their only plan for a case like this is to cancel the victim.
Well, they never call strikes. It's always balls and they get a chance to walk to first base.
I know. So now we finally do have one liberal media outlet covering this instead of blacking it out. And it's Axios, but they're outraged the video was released. Headline, stabbing video fuels MAGA's crime message.
How about corroborates what they've been saying?
Right. So the problem is the video. Yeah. It's the video should have been censored. But also the George Floyd video, which Democrats media played over and over and over, that shouldn't be censored, right? And definitely not the Daniel Penny video where you see a man dying either.
But of course, we should show the January 6th video over
right,
and over
yes,
again.
Right, yes, definitely that.
Obviously
though.
That, because that, right. that's, you know.
This is so hypocritical. It's just shocking to see the level to which this is being censored. Again, zero stories by the Associated Press, PBS, New York Times, NPR, Wall Street Journal, BBC, CNN, and The Washington Post. No stories. But yet, it is on MSNBC, nothing, Reuters, nothing. It is on the front page of the Hindustan Times this morning in India.
Yeah.
A place that is not in America. But yet America media completely blacking it out.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. Russian media is covering this. UK Daily Mail, it's on the front page. But here, no, you can't know of it. Why? Because it shows Democrat failure. And they do not show that. This is incredible. New York Times, if you put on their search engine, Arena Zarudska, you get nothing. George Floyd, you get 5,800 hits. Trayvon Martin, 1,100. Kilmore Abrego Garcia, 56. Daniel Penny, who restrained a killer lunatic on the subway, 100. Unfortunately, that guy died in his custody, or fortunately, depending on your point of view, because he wasn't able to hurt any of the people he was literally threatening to murder when he was restrained by Penny. Penny didn't go restrain him for no reason. He was threatening to kill people.
Right.
And had, by the way, assaulted people in the past. Had a criminal history of that. So, I mean, just wow. That for the U.S. media to be censoring this. And yet on the world stage, it's big enough story that it's front page from UK Daily Mail to Hindustan Times. But American media don't care. Just don't care. And look, if Democrats want to run on this, be my guess. The answer is we censor. That's the answer. So.
But Trump's the dictator and fascist.
Right. Right. And to have this story out there as Trump is going to Chicago and these, you know, D.C. and these violent areas trying to clean up crime because Democrats won't. It's unbelievable, really. Watching it. And then on top of all of it, where did this go? Oh, here we go. OK. David Axelrod, you know, advisor to Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore liberal, right? Architect of Obama's rise from like state level politician to the Senate and then to the presidency, advisor for him throughout his presidency. So definitely a dean of the Democrat Party. OK. Practically begging on CNN, Democrats. Look, just let Trump come in and clean up crime. Pretend that you like it. Help yourselves. Stop this. And he's saying this is going to kill us in 28. This is going to kill us in midterm. He's not. In fact, this is a radical liberal, this guy, David Axelrod, and yet is far enough to the right for the current Democrat Party. No one's going to listen to him as he practically begs Democrats. Look, just go along with Trump's crime fight. Let him come into Chicago. Stop fighting this.
I would be careful about playing 28 politics on this issue, because the right answer is we'll take all the help we can get, as long as it's appropriate help, as long as it's stuff that will really help. So, you know, send us the resources that we need. We want to work with you. If there are people doing violent crimes here who are illegal immigrants, we want them out of our city. We'll work with you on that. I think that's the appropriate position to take.
Fair enough.
Again, Chief Obama advisor David Axelrod practically begging Democrats, stop fighting this. You are writing the script for Trump. And they can't do it, Lee.
Yeah.
They just can't do it. I mean, when I think about where we are, like just in terms of Democrat Party, when Barack Obama won, he was the most liberal member of this of the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
By his voting record, okay? Mm-hmm. This is his advisor who got him there to the Senate and then got him to the White House, right? All on board with the most, you know, getting the most liberal guy elected. And now David Axelrod sounds like a right winger. That's how far out in left field the Democrat Party has gone.
Well, you know, this is going to be analogous to the immigration issue and the border.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Democrats kept telling us there is no problem. That this is all about a broken immigration system. We need legislation. Congress has got to do this. And then we find out, no, Trump was right. You can shut the border down and you can end it. And it's done. It's already been done. If he's able to do this with crime, whether or not, you know, he's able to follow through with this on a place outside of D.C. And to me, that's where he's going to run into, you know, judicial issues that are justifiable, because it's one thing for D.C. because the federal government has more control, because it is not a, you know, just a regular state or a municipal area. It's they have a constitutional right to oversee the law enforcement there. But if Trump is able to do this in other cities, they're going to have a real problem. They can talk about, oh, violent crime is actually down. Well, it may be, but you've still got five people a weekend being shot and killed in one municipal town area, Chicago.
And remember, starting with the Summer of Love, they started faking their crime numbers,
yes.
i.e. All of the crime to the FBI.
Right, right.
In these Democrats, which is very well documented. It's actually at this point, when you're looking at crime figures up, down, all around, it's very hard, especially with big liberal Democrat cities.
You mean liberals are manipulating statistics, Tara? Oh, come on.
Yeah, they would like never
shocked.
Do that.
Shocked, I tell you.
They would never do that. Here's Scott Jennings, though, just to wrap this on CNN, and this is so true. They're talking about who is running the Democrat Party, and Jennings, who's a Republican commentator on CNN, helpfully jumps in and says, oh, it's Trump. Trump's running the Democrat Party. But listen to his logic. He's not wrong here.
Well, I mean, for the foreseeable future, the person who's running the Democratic Party now is going to be running it. That's Donald Trump. I mean, the only thing they know how to do is be against whatever he is for. And so there is no leader of the party except for Trump. The beating heart of the Democratic Party is, if Trump is for it, we're against it. And you throw a little socialism on the side. That's basically how they were.
All right. Thanks. Want to know. I know.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what we've been saying here. Whatever Trump's for, they're against. It doesn't matter whether it's something that the American people want or not. It doesn't matter. If Trump's for it, we're against it. And he's absolutely 100% right. Add a little socialism salt on it, and there you go. That's what they're running on.
This great meme just went viral over the weekend. It's Trump in a magician's hat with like a magician's wand. And it says, for my next trick, I'll get the Democrats to defend drug cartels. He's figured it out, and he just pokes and pokes and pokes him all weekend long. I'm going to war. I'm going into Chicago. He wants to get these Democrats outraged and out there on television defending criminals. I mean, it's so obvious. I can't believe they fall for it, honestly. But, you know, let them.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.